Today I'm going to go over the passage in John, the 4th chapter, the 24th verse, which reads, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Let me repeat it again. This is John 4, 4th chapter, the 24th verse in the King James Version. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Now, I've heard many ministers and pastors and teachers cover this scripture. And yes, they have it right. God is a spirit. However, they don't expound on what the word spirit means. I mean, if we go around all the time just playing word substitution games as such, saying God is this, God is that, but we don't say what that is, or we don't point that out, then what we have is a bunch of words but no meaning to the words. So let's go in depth into the word spirit, because that's what God is referring to being. Spirit is the nature of what God is. Spirit is God's very nature. Let's make no mistakes about it. So when he's referring to the fact that he is a spirit, he's saying, I have a distinct nature. So what does it mean when we say the nature of something? And here we're talking about the nature of God. The nature of something is how it functions and operates. That's the nature of a thing, so that's the nature of God. If God's saying, I am a spirit, as the passage says, God is a spirit, then God is the nature of things. Being that he created all things, therefore God is the nature of everything. Thus, everything has a nature. So God is a spirit. So God is the nature of everything. And being that everything has a nature, everything has a what? Way that it functions and operates. Which leads to another question. How do things function and operate? Well, I'm here to tell you that everything functions and operates according to established spiritual laws, rules, and principles. That's how things function and operate. They function and operate according to established spiritual laws, rules, and principles. So when you look at this, the first four words of the passage of John 4:24, God is a spirit, we can say this. God is the spiritual laws, rules, and principles that determine how things function and operate, and that in and of itself determines the nature of God, or the nature of things, because God is all things. Therefore, when we know the spiritual laws, rules, and principles that govern how the thing functions and operates, we know its nature. Therefore, we know what God is saying when he says he is a spirit. God is a spirit. Well, that's all the time I have for today. May this food for your soul make you feel whole until we meet again. And if you'd like to go further into these studies and to my exegesis on the scriptures, by all means inquire into my classes, workshops, seminars, and I would be more than welcome to educate, empower, and equip you to be a better student of God and the Word.